You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Irirangi Pō, Radio Bosom.
The Wire.
Welcome back to The Wire, and finally for today, our international desk is going to give you all an update on the coronavirus overseas. But let's go focus on New Zealand for a quick while. There are currently unconfirmed reports of cases of the coronavirus in Queenstown, while there are three suspected cases in Rotorua. And the current situation in China, there are reports of 2,854 reports cases of confirmed coronavirus cases, while 82 of them are dead. And now Taiwan has banned mainland tourists from landing there, while Macau authorities have searched dozens of hostels across the city yesterday for visitors from the virus-hit Hubei province and deporting about 150 people. And in Hong Kong, they have banned Hubei residents from entering, while schools have been suspended until the 17th of February, while theme parks, museums are already closed. And a group of disease specialists are now urging the government to take quote-unquote draconian measures against the spread of the coronavirus, citing research estimating that 44,000 patients could have already been affected, far higher than the official figures. The Hong Kong University's Faculty of Medicine Dean Gabriel Leung says research shows self-sustaining human-to-human transmission is already happening in all major mainland cities, and the number of people catching the virus is believed to have been doubling every 8 days. He also urged cities to immediately take what he called, a quote, substantial and draconian measures to limit population mobility. He also believed that the outbreak of cases will not be stopping at any moment, and it will only get higher until May or April-May period, and it will only start dying down at around July-August.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.